Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, May 16th. I'm reading from the New International Version and we're skipping on over to the New Testament today, to Luke chapter 4. Now the one point in there that links this with the monarchy is a section about Elijah's ministry and how he ministered to those who were outside of Israel and not to the Israelites. And it's linking Jesus's ministry, how he went to others to heal them as well and not just the Israelites. But I want you just to enjoy Luke chapter 4 as it reminds us about the one true King, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the kingdom of God that he brings. The kingdom of God where there is good news for the poor, freedom for the prisoner, recovery of sight for the blind, oppression for those who are imprisoned, and the year of the Lord's favor. And so as I read, I just pray that the Lord would give us a vision for who Christ is. And at the end of the podcast today, I want us to start something new. I want Tuesday to be Thankful Tuesday, where we think about and pray about the things that we are grateful for. Luke chapter 4 in the NIV, the first heading says, Jesus is tested in the wilderness. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, left the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and at the end of them he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, tell the stone to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone." The devil led him up to a high place and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And he said to him, "I will give you all authority and splendor. It has been given to me, and I can give it to anyone I want to. If you worship me, it will be all yours." Jesus answered, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." The devil led him to Jerusalem and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you carefully. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus answered, "It is said, do not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished all this tempting, he left him until an opportune time. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread through the whole countryside. He was teaching in their synagogues, and everyone praised him. He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. He stood up and read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoner and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. He began by saying to them, "Today the scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his lips. "Isn't this Joseph's son?" they asked. Jesus said to them, "Surely you will quote the proverb to me, 'Physician, heal yourself,' and you will tell me, 'Do here in your hometown what we have heard that you did in Capernaum.' Truly I tell you," he continued, "no prophet is accepted in his hometown. I assure you that there were many widows in Israel in Elijah's time, when the sky was shut for 3.5 years, and there was a severe famine throughout the land. Yet Elijah was not sent to any of them, but to a widow in Zarephath, in the region of Sidon. And there were many in Israel with leprosy in the time of Elisha, the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, only Naaman, the Syrian. All the people in the synagogue were furious when they heard this. They got up, drove him out of the town, and took him to the brow of the hill on which the town was built, in order to throw him off the cliff. But he walked right through the crowd and went on his way. Then the title says, Jesus drives out an impure spirit. Then he went down to Capernaum, a town in Galilee, and on the Sabbath he taught the people. They were amazed at his teaching because his words had authority. In the synagogue, there was a man possessed by a demon, an impure spirit. He cried out at the top of his voice, Go away! What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. Be quiet, Jesus said sternly. Come out of him. Then the demon threw the man down before them all and came out without injuring him. All the people were amazed and said to each other, What words these are! With authority and power, he gives orders to impure spirits and they come out. And the news about him spread through the surrounding area. Then the title says, Jesus heals many. Jesus left the synagogue and went to the home of Simon. Now Simon's mother-in-law was suffering from a high fever, and they asked Jesus to help her. So he bent over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. So she got up at once and began to wait on them. At sunset, the people brought to Jesus all who had various kinds of sickness, and laying his hands on each one, he healed them. Moreover, demons came out of many people shouting, You are the Son of God. But he rebuked them and would not allow them to speak, because they knew he was the Messiah. At daybreak, Jesus went out to a solitary place. The people were looking for him, and when they came to where he was, they tried to keep him from leaving them. But he said, I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God to other towns also, because that is why I was sent. And he kept on preaching in the synagogues of Judea. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Here in Luke chapter 4, a lot is going on. First, Jesus is tempted in the wilderness by Satan. Do you notice that Satan even tries to use God's word against Jesus? It reminded me of this week when we read about the old prophet lying to the young prophet and it ended in destruction. But Jesus is not tricked by Satan's schemes. And then he goes into the synagogue and he reads from the scroll of Isaiah. I mentioned this earlier. This is a prophetic word about the Messiah and that the Spirit of the Lord is on Jesus, and he has been anointed to proclaim good news to the poor, to the prisoners, sight for the blind, and restoration for the oppressed. And when he speaks, then he says, this is fulfilled in your hearing today. Then he goes out and he does exactly what is said here. He gives freedom to those who are demon-possessed. He heals those around him. And he goes to Capernaum and casts out all kinds of illnesses. That is such an encouragement to us today that the Lord is in the work of setting us free. And so we want to be definitely praying for the Lord to continue the work of the kingdom in us and through us this week. But as I mentioned earlier, I really want us to hone in on gratitude today. And the way I want to do it is I want us to think about different nouns that we are thankful for. I'm going to get kind of nerdy here, but do you remember when you were in English, maybe in the fourth, fifth grade, something like that, that a noun is a person, a place, a thing, and sometimes an idea? So I want you to think about a person that you are grateful for, and then we're going to pray about that. A place that you give thanks for, a thing. And then with the idea, I want you to thank God for a character of Him. So the idea could be that God is all-knowing and that He is sovereign. Okay, will you pray with me? Father, we come into your midst just thankful for your word, just refreshed knowing that Jesus our Lord is King and He is the perfect prophet as well. He is Savior. And He is Lord. And so we give thanks, especially for Him today. And then, Lord, each of us want to give you thanks for a person. We ask, Lord, that you would bless this person. You would give them a sense of your presence with them. We thank you for the ways they have impacted us. And then, Lord, we want to thank you for a place. Thank you for blessings materially and physically and spiritually. We want to thank you for a thing. You bring us so much joy, Lord. We're not even worthy. And you just bless us abundantly. And then finally, Lord, we want to thank you for your character. And we thank you, Lord, for your sovereignty, your love, your mercy, your grace, whatever comes to mind today, especially your forgiveness and your healing. Thank you, Lord. Give us today just eyes to see all that you have done for us. We love you. Amen.